2021. Welcome to this session of Recharge 2021. I know it's been an awesome experience already, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Pastor Yemi and Pastor Bimbo, for having me to be here. Oh, what an amazing conference it is this year. And I appreciate you both. I must say that I bring greetings from my left ventricle. Pastor Nick sends her love, and we love you both passionately and dearly. We recognize and celebrate God's phenomenal grace on your lives, the grace for leadership, and it is global. And we love your whole family and are grateful for what God is doing right here at the Global Impact Church. This is a governmental church, and God is raising people here that are exerting influence for Jesus Christ in all spheres of life. God bless you, all leaders, workers, and members of Global Impact Church. If you're a part of this church and all you're doing right now is to attend, you're not fully committed yet, you need to press in. That is where the blessing is. You know, in a church, you serve on two levels. At the first level, you come in and your focus is on what to get from God. But I'll tell you, there's a higher level, because Paul the Apostle said in Acts 20:35 that our Lord Jesus Christ said that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And of course, when you give, you receive. So when value goes from you, value will come back to you. Invest your energy, invest your time, invest your resources, you know, in God's work. Invest the money, invest everything in God's work. Show commitment, and God will show his commitment to you. You will rise without limits. It doesn't matter what's going on in the environment. I want to promise you that. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on in the environment. The truth is the problems, the challenges of our world become your own opportunities to prosper. This season, in spite of all the darkness in our world right now, all that is going on in our country, the violence and everything, the insecurity, the uncertainties, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. This is your best season so far, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let me read from the Bible so they won't say I did not read from the Bible. Let me read. John chapter 2, verses 5 to 9. I'm reading from the New Living Translation of the Bible. John 2, 5 to 9, New Living Translation. But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby were 6 stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. If you like to give this a title, it will be strategic action. Strategic action. Second half of the year. So whatever it is, you know, you've been dreaming about for this year, this is the season for execution. This is the season for fulfillment. I remember many years ago, I asked God a question. You know, I asked God a question because I felt like I was stagnating. I felt like things were not moving quite well for me. You know, I felt like I was stranded, and I was asking God, how do I move to the next level? How do I make a shift? You know, what's my next level? How do I move on? He told me to start to go on the media, you know, teach people how to succeed. So I went about starting a radio broadcast. That was, you know, almost 27 years ago now when I started the process. Okay, it was actually just about exactly 27 years ago when I got that instruction, I got that vision. Okay, but my point today is about what I did after that. I mentioned, I remember in the church that I pastored then, I you know, was about to do my teaching or something, and I just mentioned, oh, by the way, guys, God gave me this vision, and I believe God it will come to pass, that I am going to be teaching through a broadcast on radio. And from that moment onwards, things began to shift. You know, right after the service, two young men walked up to me and said, oh, you mentioned about the radio broadcast. I said, yes, can we see you? You know, for a few minutes in your office, I said, sure, come over. And then they asked me, okay, so share your vision with us. Describe the idea. I told them. And they said, okay, they introduced themselves. And both were staff members at one of the leading advertising agencies in Nigeria at that time. One was deputy creative director. The other was the program manager, right? The production manager, exactly. So we began the preparations. I'll jump some of the details. What I want to get to was the meeting where they informed me how much it would cost, you know, for airtime and production for the first quarter. When they mentioned it, I almost screamed. Why? Because I had no idea where to get the money from. But instantly, I told myself inside, don't say anything. You're the one teaching these guys faith, okay? And you tell them that with God, all things are possible. So you can't tell them here that you don't have money. So I kept it to myself. And afterwards, I got home, was thinking about it. I had to employ all the principles of faith that I knew up until that point. So I wrote it, radio broadcast, 120,000 naira. You know, I think I gave it a deadline, a small sheet of paper, and stuck it on the wall in our bedroom, so that I could see it every day, because I had already learned then that once God gives you something in thought form, in your imagination, He's giving it to you, it's just a matter of time, it will happen, you know, in the physical. Long and short of it, one day we were getting close to when we needed to pay the money, and there was nothing. I woke up in the morning, was praying, I said, Holy Spirit, how do I get this money? The Holy Spirit said, your money is in town already. Your money is around already. He said, it's the devil that is keeping it from you. I said, what? I just jumped up from the bed and began to pray. Satan, I break your hold on my money. I break. In fact, and I was gesticulating. I was praying up and down in the room. I was breaking. You know, I break. I break your hold on my money. I break your hold in the name of Jesus. I break, you know, and I prayed and prayed and prayed until at that one point, I just knew there was peace in my spirit. There was peace in my heart that I had the money. So I got dressed to go out to the office, and the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. Dropped by to pray for so-and-so, you know, a lady in church, a business lady who was having challenges. So I just stopped by on the way, you know, to the church office, prayed with her. As I was heading out, she said, oh, Pastor, you mentioned about a radio broadcast some time ago. I said, yes. She said, how far we did? I said, oh, they said we should. It's about time for us to pay for airtime now. And they say it's so amount. We're trusting God for that. She said, oh, I need to make my own pledge now. You know, so she wrote something on a sheet of paper. I put it in an envelope. Gave me. Was when I checked later, it was the full amount for the airtime that she pledged. I knew the state of her business, so I absolutely was not expecting. I absolutely was not expecting anything. That's why I went to pray, but there you go. Some days later, somebody came into the office, another lady, okay? And she said, oh, it's about the broadcast. My husband and I decided to invest, you know, in the broadcast. She gave me an envelope. I checked what was in it. I almost screamed. You know what? It was more than the total amount for airtime and production for the first quarter. Oh, my. Remember, this was many years ago. This was, okay. So some over 26 years ago now. So we did not have mobile phones then, but I had a phone line in my office. I called my brother. I picked the phone. I called my brother, shared the testimony, hot. But this is the lesson that I learned from that experience, and I have not looked back. The resources came after I took action. So let's go back to our original story. Okay, the wedding at Cana of Galilee. So, why did Mary run to tell the people around? Pay attention. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Or do whatever he tells you to do. Why did she have to encourage on the action part, on the execution part? Because most people don't take action. And their biggest barrier is in their mind. Their biggest barrier is in their mind. Okay? And the barrier in the mind is usually formed by the lack of resources. The resources showed up for me after I took the action, not before. This is remarkable. Okay? He who waits for perfect conditions will not get anything done. Ecclesiastes 11:4. This is how the average person thinks. This is the way we act. We want to move from maybe the house to work or to someone or to somewhere else or to church. Let's say there are 3 traffic stops or 4 or 5 on the way. Some people will never leave home except they have the assurance. Except they have the assurance that all the traffic lights are green at the same time. Congratulations. If that's the way you live your life, you won't leave home. And I'm telling you why most people are bogged down by inertia and they don't take action. They want to be sure everything is going to be okay. You'll never get that assurance. You deal with the first one, okay? In fact, you don't even have to see the first traffic light before you leave your home. Am I right? Oh no. Even the first one doesn't need to be green. Leave your home anyhow. Leave your home anyhow. When you get there, if it is green, you go. If it's not green, you just wait a little bit. It will turn green. And then you move to the next one and you deal with the situations as they come. One of my billionaire friends told me something a short while ago. You know, that made me appreciate and realize why he is a multi-billionaire. He said, I deal with things the way they are. Instead of vision, I have my visions, I have my dreams. But then I don't let anything stop me from taking action. He said, in this Lagos, if I must be somewhere, if I really need to be somewhere, and then they say there's traffic, I ask, how much time will it take me to get there? He said, when I know it is 4 hours, then I just take off 4 hours before I need to be there. I don't have a problem with that. I factor the problem, the challenge along into the situation, but it's not going to stop me. He said, when I was at the university, he said, my classmates used to tease me. He said, because if I was leaving the hostel and it began to rain, he said, I would not stop. He said, I'll just walk. I will go in that rain. He said, the worst that would happen was that I would arrive at the class drenched. Okay, in rain. And he said, people would be laughing at me. He said, but I got to class. And I will take my class. That day, I thought, that is it. That is one of the secrets of this gentleman. Not recognizing obstacles. Not recognizing obstacles. And that's what faith is supposed to do to the believer. That is what we're supposed to do. After God has spoken, What God said is your reality, not the physical happenings around you. When I was learning to play golf, you know, I learned another lesson there, a similar one. So I was playing, you know, around the holes at a particular spot. I wanted to hit the ball, but noticed two trees standing in front of me. Two trees. I looked at the trees right in front of me, and I was supposed to hit the ball to go beyond the trees. So I turned to the caddy. I said, "Can you see these trees?" He said, "Sir, which trees?" I will never forget that day. You know, in fact, let me make it impact. Okay. He spoke to me in Yoruba. Okay, Yoruba language. He said, "Sir, Sherry Gini. Kosi Gini now." I said, "Eh?" He said, "Yes, Kosi Gini now. Abi Sherry Gini." He said, "Eh, well, in other words, he said, "Sir, there are no trees. Can you see any trees? There are no trees. You just play what you want to play." I said, "Okay." So I hit the ball. The ball went straight and hit one of the trees. The guy burst into laughter. He said, "Sir, I know what happened. It was the tree that was on your mind. The obstacle." Whew, thank you, Jesus. Why it can't work. The difficulty. That's what's on the mind. That is what paralyzes the average person from taking action. I have never forgotten it that day. So when I face an obstacle, I'm supposed to take action. I remind myself, "Can you see any trees? There are no trees. There are no trees." You know? So the guy now explained to me that, okay, he had changed the club that I was going to use. The one he gave me lifted the ball high, okay, over obstacles. So he said, "That would have done the job, but for the fact that my focus was on the tree, that was exactly where the ball was going to go." Don't ever forget that. Don't forget it. What you fix your mind on, that exactly is where your life is going. That's what's going to control your actions. Mm-hmm. That's when you draw your actions like a magnet. Okay, so back to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her advice. You see that, man? Do whatever he tells you to do. She said it because she knew by the time he would give the instruction, they would have barriers in their minds. Fetch water into the water jars. And they said the water jars could take 20 to 30 gallons of water. The same man, without tasting what was in it, said, "Take some of it, go give, you know, the master of ceremonies." When do you think the water changed into wine? I know. The natural assumption would be to believe that the water changed into wine in the pot. I don't think so. I don't believe so. That is the kind of a thinking that encourages us to want to stay at home until all the traffic lights turn green. No. I don't think so. I believe that the water turned into wine in the process of taking that water to the master of ceremonies. Honestly, if you have gone down that road before, you will die many times and resurrect many times before you get to the master of ceremonies. What if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't work? It's the question Satan uses to paralyze us with fear, and that's what stops us in our tracks. But I have learned to ask the other question: what if it works? What if it turns into wine? What if I get the contract? What if they say yes? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Resources show up on the other side of your action. strategic action needs to follow strategic instructions from the Holy Spirit. So let me give you just some bits of advice. You know why this is important? You know why this is important? We're in a new season. Things have changed. There's a lot of breakthroughs in the realm of the Spirit. God is raising a whole new generation right now. Honestly, listen to me. When you're a teenager, you're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, God is raising a whole new generation now. God is raising a whole new generation. Okay? And it is the people, one, that have the capacity to hear from God, two, that will take bold action based on what God has said, that will break in to the new level. Somebody is sitting here today. Listen, somebody is sitting right here in this conference. And honestly, in the next 5 years, you'll be a billionaire. I can say that because I have seen it happen. One of the young men in our church, you know, we were meeting for the first time, and he told me his story. Okay, he gave me a check that nobody had ever given before. So, and of course, I checked the envelope after he left my office and asked my personal assistant to run after him to go call him. I said, what is this? Where did you get this from? He said, ha. He said, sir, I knew I was not planning to meet you now, okay, if not that I needed this prayer and this assistance today, I would not have been here. So if you give me an appointment, I will come back and tell you my story. This is nothing. I say, okay. When he told me his story, 4 years before, he was coming to church on Okada. Yes, commercial motorbike. 4 years before. And now his business was making anywhere between 3 to 10 billion naira a month. Whew. So I've seen it happen before. That's what I'm saying. Now I'm sharing that testimony right now as somebody's prophecy. In the name of Jesus, no, you won't need to work harder. It will be grace. It will just be the Holy Spirit telling you exactly what to do. You obeying the Holy Spirit, and then you will see the results will be bigger than the capacity, than your capacity right now. That's all. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so if you missed it the first time, I'm going to say it again. 5 years from now, somebody here will be running a massive industry. Somebody here will be a multi-billionaire. Okay. If you've never seen 1 million in your account before, get ready. Now, I have thousands of people crossing that level in the next 1 year. In the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. So, my advice, number one. You want to take strategic action. Be willing and open to try the unknown. Be willing and open to try the unknown. That willingness and that openness was what Mary provoked in the waiters and waitresses at the wedding. A lot of people are not willing, one, to try. And then many are not open to try simply because they've never tried it before or nobody has tried it around before. They're not familiar with it. They're not used to it. It is new. Excuse me. For God's sake, how is God going to answer your prayers, give you breakthroughs you never got before, if you're not willing to say what you never said before, if you're not willing to go where you never went before, if you're not willing to do what you never did before? When I started the radio broadcast, listen, I had never worked with anybody that ran a radio broadcast before. I was not close to anyone that ran a radio broadcast before. I knew zero about running a radio broadcast. Absolutely nothing. But for God's sake, if you claim the blessings of Abraham, if you claim the blessings of Abraham, you have to be willing to take the strategic actions that Abraham took.
God told him, okay, leave where you are, where you are familiar. Leave your country, leave your father's house. He said, to a place that I will show you. So in Hebrews 11, we are told that Abraham went, not knowing where he was going. Be willing and open to try the unknown. Nobody ever did before. Fantastic. That's why you should do it. You'll be stranded in terms of being led by the Holy Spirit if you are not open. Okay? If you are not open to trying new things, to experimenting, to innovating. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So be willing and open to try the unknown. It's very, very important. Okay, so another point. Very important. Don't focus on your resources. Focus on your resourcefulness. I'll say that again. That's probably the most important thing I'm going to say here today. Don't focus on your resources. Focus on your resourcefulness. Focus on what you can get out of what you have. Don't focus on what you have. Focus on what you can get out of what you have. Honestly, that focus therefore means that you've got to shift. You've got to shift from the use of your physical eyes to the use of your inner eyes, the use of your imagination. That is where you give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to change your life. Honestly, your physical eyes deal with current reality, deal with the physical world, with your inner eyes, your imagination. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That is where the limits are destroyed. The limits are removed, the limitations are destroyed. In your imagination. In your imagination. That's where you can become the person you've never been before. That's where you can have what you never had before. That's where you can do what you never did before. Your imagination. Yes, that is where you can take your picture, take the picture of a Bentley and put the two of them together. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm saying, if you're going to be working with the Holy Spirit, okay, and you're going to be able to take strategic action that will change your life, you've got to yield your imagination to the Holy Spirit and focus on your resourcefulness, your ability to recognize potential. So the wine ran out, right? Yes. The potential for new wine was run out. It was in the water. Thank you, Jesus. The potential for your next level is around you already. I say that again. The potential for your next level is around you already. You remember the widow in 2 Kings chapter 4? That ran to Elisha that her husband had just died. Elisha said, 2 Kings 4 verse 2, "Woman, what do you want me to do for you?" And then he quickly added, "By the way, tell me, what do you have in the house? What do you have in the house? Because what you have will always contain the potential for what you want. Your next level is already, you know, is already in your life. The future is already in the present. The harvest is already in the seed. But you need spiritual eyes to recognize the harvest in the seed." That's what I'm talking about. Not resource, but resourcefulness. Small jar of oil, the widow said. "I have a small jar of oil. I have nothing, just a small jar of oil." Whew, eventually, do you see how many barrels of oil she got out of that small jar? That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Jesus. My teaching gift, ability to teach people how to succeed, that was it. I took action on the revelation God gave me. The money showed up. Thank you, Jesus. The money showed up. And for years, I was running the broadcast like that. Thank you, Jesus. Focus not on your resources, but on your resourcefulness. Now, once we shift the discussion to that, then the good news is that you are sitting on a mountain of value. You can never be poor the rest of your life. When Jesus paid for your sins, he paid for the consequences of sin. So spiritual poverty was destroyed. The legal basis for poverty was destroyed. You are sitting on a mountain of value, just like the widow with a small jar of oil had in her house the potential for many barrels of oil. You remember that it was when she got to the last empty barrel that the miracle flow stopped? Exactly. If she had 1,000 barrels, the 1,000 barrels would have been filled that day. That's what I'm saying to you. Oh, that's what I'm saying to you right now. You have to shift your belief system. You use what you have, the resources you have, to define yourself. Oh, what a colossal mistake that is. It is the potential inside what you have that is the real definition of your capacity. Yes, so I read many years ago, you know, somebody said, we can count the number of seeds in an apple. We cannot count the number of apples in a seed. Hallelujah. We can count the number of seeds in an apple. We cannot count the number of apples in a seed. Don't focus on your resource. Focus on your resourcefulness, your ability to uncover the phenomenal value in what you have already. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, a young boy's lunch, and Jesus fed the whole crowd. Resourcefulness. Hallelujah. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be stranded again. As far as resources are concerned, you will never be stranded again. Okay, so I was praying and working on a project many years ago. Unfortunately for me, the first item that I wrote down was how much it would cost. And then I was trying to figure out how to get the money, and I got stuck there. So, and then I was praying, the Holy Spirit said, you made a big mistake. When I give you a project, never bring up the money issue first. Bring it up last. He said, go ahead with your planning, you know, on the assumption that you have the money, because I have it. And I'll tell you how to get it later. Bring up the money issue last. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just removed the barrier from somebody's mind. Thank you, Jesus. You can move forward now. Thank you, Lord. One more thing is important before we go. One more thing is important. If you're going to be taking strategic action, the kind that turns water to wine, the kind that sees miracles, the kind that breaks through to see the release of resources like never before, who you know matters. Who you know really matters. What mattered at the wedding at Cana of Galilee was that Jesus Christ was there. And that the mother of Jesus Christ recognized the value of his being there. Yes. Hang around people that have resourcefulness. Thank you, Jesus. Hang around people that have resourcefulness. You know why? They will help you to prime your eyes open. They will help prime your eyes open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They will help you to uncover your value. Thank you, Jesus. Or the value in the resources around you. Thank you, Jesus. Who you know really matters. Jesus Christ was and continues to be the King of resourcefulness. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. He knows where the potential is. He knows the capacity of what you are looking at with ordinary eyes. You remember the story in 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 13 when some soldiers, a battalion of soldiers was sent to arrest Elisha the prophet, and how the servant of Elisha woke up in the morning, came out and screamed. When he saw those enemy soldiers, he screamed. I like it in the King James Version. Alas, my master, how shall we do? Elisha stepped out. He said, relax. He said, fear not, for those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for people that are resourceful, for mentors that are resourceful. For mentors that are resourceful. 2 people in the same situation seeing 2 different things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 2 people in the same situation seeing 2 different things. The young man was seeing the problem. The young man was in calamity. In fact, the young man was in debt. The older man stepped out, looked around and said, calm down, relax. He was seeing something totally different. And what he was seeing could only be seen with the eye of the imagination. Say, relax, fear not. For those that are with us are more than those that are with them. He now turned and prayed. And this is where it's important. He prayed for the young man. He said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. The Bible says, and the Lord opened the young man's eyes and he saw horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Hallelujah. So, do you think the young man's attitude or demeanor changed or not? Woo, I can imagine him shouting at the commander of the enemy battalion. If you are born well, like we say in Nigeria, cross over here. Confidence exploded just because his inner eyes were open. I pray for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, that the power of the Holy Spirit will come on you. Whatever it is around you that holds the potential for your next level, I prophesy your eyes will be open to recognize it. In the name of Jesus, maybe a relationship, maybe a skill, maybe a certificate, whatever it is. It may be an asset, whatever it is, I prophesy. God will open your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Your network matters. Your network, whatever it is you are doing on this planet, your network matters. People that have closed minds cannot help you. That's what I'm trying to say. People whose imagination have been shut down cannot help you. They won't help you to see nothing. They will only help you to see the reality and give you sympathy. I thank God for Bishop David Oyedepo. I will never forget those encounters, experiences that we had. And he would make just one statement. He would say just one thing and my eyes would open. One of the most important that I will never forget was very early within the first year of our church, we had an event. And then, so I was telling him about the event, it was successful. He said, great. We had this guest speaker and it was powerful. Great. And in fact, a lot of people came. Great. Then he said, should I tell you something? Don't think that you will ever be able to build that church on guest speakers. He said, that church will not outgrow you. You bring a guest speaker, the guest speaker brings a crowd. When the guest speaker goes, the guest members will also go. Then he said, why don't you become the person that people want to listen to? Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's some 25 years now, and I have not forgotten, because I will never forget it. He spoke that day, not to my resource, not to what I had, but to my resourcefulness. He spoke to who I could be. He spoke to my potential. Oh my God, he challenged me to realize that I had the capacity to be exactly like the guest speakers that I thought would attract people to our church. He spoke to my magnets. He put more power in my mind. He made me, honestly, that's what I'm saying. Just association matters. Proverbs 13:20, he who walks with the wise will be wise, the companion of fools will be destroyed. And sometimes the process of opening your eyes may be difficult, honestly, may be challenging. That's why Mary had to encourage those people. Do whatever he tells you to do. You will feel like dying. You will feel like he wants to destroy you. You will feel like, hey, you are about to contract the greatest shame of your life. Now lie. Permit my saying that. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. On the other side of your action is a miracle. Woo! Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I remember when I began to teach people to do entrepreneurship. You know, because I saw it. I saw it in the world. I only asked God the question. You know, I only ask God a question. Poverty is the number one problem that people in this city have. Okay? And I've checked, the only thing I've been teaching about finances is for them to give. Is there anything in the Bible I can teach them that will help them to get the money? Because they don't even have it. And the Holy Spirit helped me and I saw entrepreneurship in the Bible and I began to teach it. And the challenge some people had was, oh, if I leave my salary, what am I going to eat? Da, 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 da. But then one after the other, one, as people recognized the potential and took action, they were surprised. They were surprised. Honestly, some people made in 3 months more than their total annual salary on their former jobs because they were willing to explore the unknown and they focused on potential, not on current reality. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'll tell you why it's important for you to connect with people that are resourceful. I found out one major reason why people don't act on information and on revelation. If what you are hearing is coming from someone that has not practiced it, the likelihood that you will do it is very minimal. If the information you're getting is coming from someone that has done it, the likelihood that you will do it is very high. Pay attention to that, okay? Pay attention to that. But let's move on. Let's move on. Taking strategic action. I still remember, you know, one of those interesting experiences that we had. Pastor Nick and I exercised faith for a particular car. Okay, how did it even happen? So this car dealer that we had been passing right at the front of his dealership for years happened to attend an event at our church. So the next week, we decided, let's go do some window shopping. So we went to the dealership, went to the shop. He was so happy to see us and took us around. He was selling used cars quite all right, but they were high-end used cars, luxury cars. So we went around, okay, open the door to this one, open the bonnet, let's see it. How much is this one? How much is that one? So eventually, he asked, so which one do you really like? We pointed at this one. It was really, really nice. It was the cheapest there, but it was really good. So he said, let's go to the office and discuss. So we go to the office and he said, now, I love to work with men of God like you, okay? You give me half of the money. Give me a check for half of the money right now. Drive the car out. Tell me how you are going to spread the remaining payment. I said, oh, wow. Honestly, I was happy that we even went, that we dared. It was 1.2 millionaire. He said, give me a check for 600,000, drive the car out, tell me, and just give me post-dated checks monthly. Tell me how you want to spread the payment. The only thing was that we did not have any 600,000 naira in the account. So I told him, at this point in time, we actually don't have the 600,000. He said, okay, give me 400. Said, even that, he said, okay, give me 200,000. He said, look, let's do it this way. Give me a check for 200,000. I'll take the car, put it at the back. Okay? When you make it up to 600, drive the car out. Then spread the remaining payment. He said, fantastic. I said, well, even that I don't have at the moment, but don't worry. Let's go discuss with our daddy in heaven and we'll be back. That day, we did not have 20,000 naira in the account. Can you imagine? We did not have 20,000 naira in the account. And we went to negotiate on something costing 1.2 million naira. But the long and short of it is, I think it was about 2 months later or so. We went back there, we gave him the check for 600,000. Oh, no, 800,000 naira. Okay. And to the car, gave him post-dated checks for the balance. We dared. Thank you, Jesus. What are you going to try? Right after, not after this convention, not after this conference, after this service, what are you going to try? What's it that the Holy Spirit is putting in your heart for so long you did not make any move just simply because you were waiting for the resources to come, you were waiting for you to be able to afford it? What have you not tried because of fear? For some of us, it's just a phone call, for God's sake, just a phone call. Thank you, Jesus. So, let me remind you, this definition of faith from Rick Godwin, I had many years ago. Faith is acting as if it is so when it seems not to be so. For it to be so, because it is so. Woo! I love it. I love it. Let me say it again. Faith is acting as if it is so. Hallelujah. Acting as if you have the money. Acting as if you are the CEO. Acting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith is acting as if it is so when it seems not to be so. for it to be so because it is so. If God is the one that gave you the instruction, it is already a spiritual reality. It is time to push it out in the physical. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, we need more energy always, more power to overcome inertia than we need to maintain momentum. That overcoming inertia, that's what I came here to do today for someone, overcoming inertia, taking that first step, trying it that first time. As you very well know, once I cracked that barrier, once I broke through that barrier, I have not stopped. I have not stopped starting projects that I cannot afford. All I need is for God to speak. Do whatever He tells you to do. So my number one preoccupation is to get revelation. My number one preoccupation is to get revelation. After I have gotten revelation, my next preoccupation is to act on it. It is not the hearer of the word that is blessed, it is the doer of it. Read James 1, 22 to 25. It is not the hearer that is blessed, it is the doer that is blessed. So get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. That's what I came to say here today. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Thank you, Jesus. Something is hanging in the realm of the spirit. It is coming into the physical now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put in that application. Come on, make that phone call. Hello, submit that proposal. Go visit that person that you've been wanting to visit. Ask for that thing you've been wanting to ask on. On the other side of your action, there are miracles happening. The young man that I mentioned earlier on, the young billionaire, okay, who was riding on Okada and 4 years later was a multi-billionaire. He said, you know, that he gets revelation while I'm teaching in church. So his first deal, he needed money. He needed 20 million and he did not have an idea where it would come from. It was while I was teaching. While I was teaching, he said, it just came. The revelation just came. He got the names of four people and he was to ask each of them for 5 million alone. He said right after the service, he just stepped outside the hall, picked his phone, called the first one, asked for the 5 million, the man agreed, called the second, called the third, called the fourth. 20 million naira was complete. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, let me help somebody here. While we were going through this session, some ideas popped up in somebody's mind. If you knew how the Holy Spirit worked, my job here today was to provide inspiration. Because inspiration is the key to revelation. Inspiration takes the human system to God's frequency. On that frequency, then you can capture the images and the sound that come from God. That is what happens with your TV, with your radio, with your phone. You tune to the frequency of the transmitting station. You download what is being broadcast from there. Okay? So, if you know how it works, when those flashes of inspiration come, you capture them. You write them down. Listen. It is not so much my voice that matters today. It is the voice of the Holy Spirit. It is the voice within my voice. And somebody has been hearing something right here in this session. And I prophesy right now, in the name of Jesus, the heavens are open over you. The heavens are open over you. Can you pray for just a minute? I want you to ask God yourself. I want you to ask for the grace for action. Ask for grace for action. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace that was given to me was not given to me in vain. He said, I labored more abundantly than all the other apostles. Okay, so he was given extraordinary grace. He matched it with extraordinary action. He said, yet not I. It was the grace of God that was with me. So even the action requires grace. Heavenly Father, give me the openness. Give me the willingness. Philippians 2:13, for it is God that works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Heavenly Father, give me the willingness, give me courage, give me boldness to do it without looking back. And Father, I trust you that on the other side of my action, there will be miracles in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can I pray with you for a minute? Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that is a part of this conference today. And as one that has enjoyed your grace taking action on your instructions with amazing testimonies. I ask Heavenly Father, multiply that grace on everyone that is a part of this session in the name of Jesus, God of heaven. By the last day of this year, let the testimonies be explosive. Explosive testimonies of results beyond our capacity. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the thanks. We give you the glory, we give you the praise for honoring your word. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. There is healing in this service. And Lord, I thank you because the healing is happening in the mind. The healing is happening in the emotions. It's happening in the physical body. It's happening in our relationships. There's a restoration for someone in their career. And we receive all these breakthroughs with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. All right. So thank you so much for having me here at Recharge 2021. I'll see you again. And the next time I see you, your testimonies will be powerful. God bless you.